Thursday night, Chodesh Aldovah, from Shara B'Tochon, in Perek Shlishi, the end of Perek Shlishi. So, page Kuf Lamed Tes, he says, V'chimish nizbara achayval b'nei odom l'sasek b'sibos, nivarata shaloi kol odom yeyolov l'sasek b'chol sibo m'sibos ha'parnoso. Yasibos rabos ma'od. You can't like just go do something and have bitachon that Hashem will send him parnasa. There's actually a method through which he's supposed to choose a parnasa, because there's so many. Mehem kalos terchasan muuta maata going make a chomem karbachanus omaleches yad shatir chamuat a little physically not taxing kenachayotus va'ichui va'ksiva. The kamischer besitonos wholesaling bekachumemkar uschirus harvitzim emesaskim upolim lavodas haadomo. He's a manager. Umehem sibo sheish ben terach viyegiyah, that are very taxing physically. Kimlechas ibur haoros tanning vafokas habayis vavanachoshes vaholferes and led mimachzveihem utzrifas akesev adidei haholferes, smelting down metals. Usilos hamalsos, carrying packages, mailing packages. Ritzifas hamalsos vavodas haadoma, agricultural plichasov v'chaladoma lekach. Shekol adam shuchazak begufo. He's physically strong, v'cholosh b'havchonoso, and not so strong in the intellectual department. Yasim lo mehem, it's fitting for him, nashiyesh bo avodat kosha, if he yecholah sidlo. Vasher u'cholosh haguf, if you're weak, physically, because havchanoso chazak, and you're intellectually gifted, lo yizdake, don't go with bitachon, so to speak. It's wrong. Hashem gave you koiches; you're supposed to use your kochos. So this has many facets to it. It says, in other words, it's a yesod. It's that Hashem gave you the abilities that with which He wants you to be mesasek besibos. So this speaks of, so you have a responsibility, sort of. If you have certain gifts, say a person has musical talents, to use it, and also not to recognize that Hashem gave you certain kochos, and that's what you're supposed to use in earning the parnasa. That's also an expression of bitachon, because sometimes a person will say, I'm not cut out for this and it's not for me, but you know, according to the Bureau of Job Statistics, this will earn me parnasa, and if I do the other thing, I won't earn as good as parnasa, I won't have it. So that's also chisaron bitachon. It's looking at the sibos as being objectively the cause for his parnasa. Yesh l'chol adam lehitus l'mlocha mesuyemus. Every person has a desire to a specific mlocha. Olamischar mesuyem mibaladei zulaso. Shekabarot bielo Hashem b'tchunaso ava v'adof. You can be sure that Hashem instilled in a person a desire to do a particular avoda. Besides, we talked about the affinity for it, that he's cut out for it, but he also has a particular hamshacha to do it, a specific thing. Amal a person says, I don't have any desire, but I have to earn a parnasa. I don't know, from Chagalovit of Mashma, Hashem gave his Teva Parnasa. But Akavonim Hashem gave his Teva the ability to do, to earn a Parnasa with his body.
What about in the situation where an individual is very good at something, but he doesn't get any enjoyment out of it?
Right, if those two things happen to be so sad, so then he should look for some. He should look for something that has both. If you're asking, if it comes down to it and he has to choose like either or, that would be a good shiloh. Like, what message is Hashem sending him? So Mechavis Halvodas, I think it's mashma that he puts more emphasis on the job satisfaction route. Sometimes there's no job satisfaction in anything, you know, either than that. So then he should go with his abilities.
But if he has to look for both, like he also has to find what he enjoys and also what he's good in. But he has a job that he hates, but he's good in it. And now he's going to look for a job that he also likes.
That's what we're talking about.
That's what he's asking. Going extra to find it.
I would say
job.
If the person is doing that and he's earning a parnasa, then he should stick with it. But you have people sometimes who are not earning panosa and they hate their jobs. So then you tell them, you know, maybe you should take a change and look for something you enjoy doing. It's a chiddush to chayav b'chamotis. You know, not only is it not a stira to bitachon, but adrabba, it's a manifestation of bitachon. Because once you are freed from, as I say, following the Bureau of Job Statistics and saying that, you know, this is going to earn me money and this not, the desire of you having money is not related to the job you do. So that gives the Chagdolovas the freedom to say this Kiddush. He says that, you know, that a person should feel out what Hashem wants him to do. So you should feel out his capabilities and what he has a desire to do. 5 lines from the bottom. V'chach b'shor b'alei chayim, other living creatures, k'mo yishidbiya b'tchunas hachosul seydus v'achbarim. It has the desire to chase achbarim, and then it has physical, it's built physically to chase achbarim. V'tchunas haneitz, every species has a natiya, the taiva, to do what it does for its parnasa. Usually it's eating another animal. That's how Hashem made the world, that it either called the food chain or keeps the bugs out of the garden. When Hashem goes there, here's what he's saying: when Hashem goes there, that the source of parnasa of the monkey should be kach v'kach. So he gave. What the Chavis is saying is when Hashem was gozer, that the source of shayachet shadechon must be alachol chayrat zon. So when he was gozer, what the source of the parnasa of the sustenance of a monkey would be or of a zebra, he gave it the A, capabilities to do it, and B, gave it the teva that it wants to do that. So he's saying a person's the same way. A person's nothing but a lochai in that regard.
A yeshiva partner who bought his clothes to get a few shekels.
So his parnasa, he's married, and this is how he's.
A yeshiva partner. Like I used to do when I was 24.
Yeah.
Would that be a Hisraeli problem? Because I hate to do it, but I don't have a shekel in my name.
So why is it a Hisraeli problem?
Because I hate to do it. Washing clothes.
I don't.
I did it, you know, every Friday. And there's almost nothing else available, you know. I don't know how far things like take you. Sounds like advice for adults for jobs for life. Should apply
I don't know if he would apply it to that. He's applying it to a person's parnosa. You could say if an adult hates his job. I mean, many people out there hate their jobs. But
most.
What?
Most.
I don't think most. Why do you say most? He did a scientific survey? Well, I'm not talking about hate their jobs, that they'd rather stay home and watch television and have Santa Claus bring them money. I don't mean that hate their jobs. I'm talking about that they don't enjoy doing what they're doing. They don't enjoy it.
I don't
And there's also a difference between enjoying what you do, but not necessarily enjoying maybe the politics of your workplace, but the actual halacha that you're doing, you enjoy. You may enjoy.
Chavrulah seems to be saying that a Baal Bitochon, he's saying a Chiddush, he's saying that you're sold in life. He's saying Hashem gave you the ability to do however you're supposed to earn a parnasa, and B, he gave you a certain job satisfaction capability of doing that. But I don't know if it applies to a yeshiva bacher. He's talking about a person's source of parnasa. What you're talking about would be in the category of everything that happens to a person in life. The Chavis HaLavis would have a very unique, I don't know if it would be so unique. If someone would open up, like what they have in colleges, job counselors, what's it called?
Job counselors.
So the Chavis HaLavis is someone that says, I'm following the Chavis HaLavis and Shara Bitachon. Let's examine what your kochos are and what you enjoy doing. That's what you would do according to the Chavis HaLavis. There is someone that does not earn a parnasa, and he really has a desire to do a particular thing, and he feels he has capabilities of doing that, and he loves it, and it doesn't seem to me that nobody in Eretz Yisrael earns a parnasa from that. It's like a hobby. Nobody earns a parnosa from it. So, it's chatoy, I mean, mazker hayom. Maybe I should turn him loose and tell him to go do it. He's struggling, and it meets all the requirements of the Chavis HaLavis. But no, what are you going to do? Since someone enjoys fixing horseshoes. I mean, it seems to me, I did a lot of research, no one in Eretz Yisrael, it's not a parnosa. It doesn't support someone. It doesn't, like a hobby. Like someone collects stamps. Maybe I should. It meets the Chavis HaLavis' requirements. I don't know if it does. I don't know if it's any good. This is good. He certainly enjoys doing it. That you don't make a mistake about. That you enjoy it. Yeah, according to the Chavis HaLavis, I don't know. Let's say someone came to me. It happened. I hate doing what I'm doing. Should I have bitachon and look for a job that I enjoy doing what I'm doing? And I would say, yeah. Say, don't quit your job till you get another one. I don't know. We're learning about bitachon. It's a very good issue. He says it. Unless you don't want to believe the Chavis HaLavis, because this is not strictly bitachon. This is a chiddush. This is he's saying something that, like, how does he know it's true? So you have to take him at his word. You have to really bitachon of the Chavis HaLavis, not in Hashem. He's saying a yesod. He's saying a tremendous yesod. I don't know. It's very difficult. I think you're mamish wrong. I think most people enjoy doing what they're doing. They don't want to work. I'm not talking about they don't want to work. I'm talking about doing what they're doing.
I mean, their job. They want to happen with their boss. They want to happen with the money they're making.
So that's what he said. We're not talking about that. Those are nisyonos. You're in a situation where you have to be mismodeed with people. So maybe you're in that situation so that you should learn patience. And you should learn how to get along with others. And you should learn to be tolerant. Or maybe it's an asayon. You're in a workplace that has no tznius, and you're supposed to quit because it's not sonua. But that's all side things. But he's talking about the etzem job. I don't know. I'm thinking now of, like, people I know. They seem to be pretty competent at it, and they seem to enjoy doing what they're doing. I'm thinking of all the doctors I know and all the... I mean, a cynic would say it goes hand in hand, and if you are good at something and you do it, then you enjoy it, because you enjoy being competent and accomplishing and doing what you're doing. Okay. The kach betchunos kol min mimini bali. Maybe someone should do... Someone did a... someone did a college thesis on mental health and bitachon. You could Google, the guy's name is Rosemarin, R-O-S-E-M-A-R-I-N, I think. If you Google it, you see, you could subscribe, he has a whole survey, and he did a scientific survey, and he took the Chavis HaVod HaShara Bitachon. What? Yeah, many, many years ago I gave out the survey, and he goes through the Chavis HaVod HaShara Bitachon, and he shows how you're much more, people who have Bitachon emotionally, I mean, it's only logical, really, are emotionally healthier people and happier people. So someone should do this survey.
I think it's been done, but okay.
This, and you say most people don't enjoy doing...
It's my understanding.
Okay. It could be, because most people don't have bitachon. So
even
it could be true.
Even about the job, it's not necessary that he'll enjoy his job. But yeah, he's enjoying his job, because that's what he's good at. That's what he enjoys. He finds the job that he's
so very good.
And that's the
bitachon. Chavis HaVod is saying as follows. Now that we've established the principle of bitachon, then really you should not look at the job survey of 2010 and see what earns the income you want to earn. That's mamish what he's saying. Really, A to Z. Really, the whole gamut. According to what I just said, the whole gamut of job opportunities is open to you. And you should not be sitting with, you shouldn't be, and people do this all the time. I mean, people go to college and take, my daughter went to OT. Okay, she did it. I don't know. I mean, she enjoys it. It's true, my daughter enjoys it. She didn't do it because she's dreaming of a parnasa. And she's saying, oh, here's where I'm going to earn a parnasa, because I'm going to go into occupational therapy and an Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to go open a private practice. It could be she thinks that'll happen, but she primarily did it because she enjoys it. On the other hand, my oldest daughter, I'm thinking, she really wanted to be a teacher of Chinuch Miuchad, and then she went into computers. But that's really the Beis Yaakov's fault, because she wasn't willing to break out of the system, and I don't know, they didn't offer to her what she wanted, and she wanted to stay in the system, so she got stuck. But she really enjoys computers too. But computers she enjoys because she's good at it. So she enjoys it. But if I remember correctly, her heart really wanted to do something else. But there was a question of breaking out of the system. My second daughter was braver, and that's all. And then we went along.
If I have a job.
What?
If I have a job that I'm good in, that I like, but it's not enough.
You don't make ends meet?
Make enough money for
my family. That we'll learn in Perek Dalet is how to apply bitachon to life scenarios, and that's a life scenario. So let's wait till Perek Dalet. How to apply bitachon? That's a good question. Well, that's what Perek Dalet's about. So let's wait till we get there.
I think the other possible problem in this section, I think is part of what you're looking at as well, is especially like in the U.S., nobody's going to school for computer programming anymore because it's all outsourced to India or China. there aren't really 65% of IT jobs have been outsourced. So even if you have that bitachon, it's not available there.
65% is not a bitachon. You know, if you tell me,
but it's increasing.
65% is not horseshoes. It's not horseshoes. What?
Yeah, it could be 0% of the entry level.
If it's 0%, it's 0%. But if it's Kishaila, I mean,
my whole department when I was working at the Hartford was totally outsourced. I was out of job. They weren't hiring anybody. Everybody go back.
You should have talked them into outsourcing it to Israel.
I tried. But I didn't have any influence on the VP that was in here.
Okay, we'll stop here. We'll learn a little.